With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Governor Tony Evers visited the Tomahawk School District as part of his annual statewide back-to-school tour. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed reports.
Boys and girls, remember we talked about that really, really special person that was coming to visit?
Yeah.
This is him. Can you say hi?
Hi!
Every year, Governor Evers tours schools around the state for back-to-school season. Last week, he stopped at the Tomahawk School District and visited classrooms in the elementary, middle, and high schools. Tomahawk will have to go to referendum again to cover operational costs. That won't be on the ballot in November, but February seems likely. They passed a referendum in 2022, but in 2020 and 2021, their referendum attempts both failed, each by less than 60 votes. Evers says that while he's learning a lot on his back-to-school tour, he's frustrated.
Hearing about we should have fixed a gazillion years ago. Good example, the school district goes to referendum to keep their doors open every two or three years, and if they don't succeed, that's a problem. It's a huge problem.
He said referendums should be used for fixing schools or building them, but not keeping the lights on. He said the state has to do more to kick in support and that the current school funding formula is ridiculously complicated. Governor Evers also addressed school safety. With the start of the school year, there have been a number of lockdowns and threats at locations around the state. Evers says he thinks lowering the temperature in politics could help.
Schools need to be safe. They've all are in a position to be safe, and they do a great job. But just think about how it, you know, it was never an issue when I went to school. It was a long time ago. We are concerned about possible nuclear war, but we weren't concerned about the next door neighbor coming in with a gun. And so things have changed dramatically.
He says safety needs to be a top priority. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed in Tomahawk.
The Biden administration has asked an appeals court to revive a Trump-era rule that lifted remaining Endangered Species Act protections for gray wolves in the U.S. If successful, the move would put the predators under the state's oversight and would allow hunting in the Great Lakes region, which had been suspended by a court order. Protections will remain in place pending the court's decision. Friday's court filing follows years of political acrimony as wolves have repopulated some areas of the western U.S., sometimes attacking livestock and eating big game. Environmental groups want that expansion to continue. Gray wolves occupy only a fraction of their historic range. A Marshfield man died after his motorcycle hit a bear in Lincoln County. Just before midnight Friday, the Lincoln County 911 Dispatch Center got a call reporting the crash on Highway 51. It happened near mile marker 211 in the town of Merrill. Preliminary investigation showed 50-year-old Paul Bowman of Marshfield was riding south when his motorcycle hit a bear. Bowman was unresponsive after the accident and later pronounced dead. A driver landed in the hospital after crashing a truck into a building in Ironwood early Sunday. Around 2:30 a.m., Hurley police saw a truck driving at a high rate of speed without its lights on. Officers turned on their emergency lights. The driver sped up and drove into Ironwood, Michigan. Police lost the truck on McLeod Avenue and, when checking the area, found it had crashed into a building. Officers were worried about the possibility of the roof collapsing and the driver's safety, so they asked for more help. The driver was then stabilized and removed from the truck. He was taken by ambulance to Aspirus Ironwood Hospital, then transferred to another hospital. Alcohol is believed to have been a factor. The Our Lady of Peace fence, playground equipment, and the building just to the east of the playground sustained substantial damage. There will soon be activity at the site of the former Verso Mill in Wisconsin Rapids. Mayor Matt Zacher says the mill will be coming down.
And it's going to be an 18-month project. Hopefully, obviously, there's going to be some wiggle room in there. But they will be taking out all the good stuff, knocking down the building.
Milwaukee-based MRD will handle the task, recycling what they can, such as the steel.
Then they'll crush up the cement and make it into road base and sell that off.
Zacher says when the work is complete, Wisconsin Rapids will have a brand new industrial park.
Land that can be redeveloped, and you still have the train coming in, so they'll be able to develop spurs when needed and be able to bring in that industry.
The Verso Mill closed in the summer of 2020 and has sat empty for the last 4 years. Even in a stable economy, consumers in Wisconsin and elsewhere still express pessimism. Advocates say a key federal agency working on issues like unfair business practices can't risk losing resources needed to help those consumers. More from Mike Moen.
To avoid a government shutdown, Congress has to approve a new federal budget by month's end. Over the summer, House Republicans floated cuts in certain areas, including a 27% funding decrease for the Federal Trade Commission. Aaron Witte of the Consumer Federation of America says the timing couldn't be worse for that type of move.
We've seen people talk a lot about feeling like their costs are increased in lots of ways. And the FTC's work is really aimed at trying to lower a lot of those costs.
Last month, the agency co-hosted the first meeting of a task force about whether companies are price gouging and the impact on consumers. GOP leaders on the Appropriations Committee say they want a financial services bill that prioritizes combating terrorism financing, maintaining the integrity of financial markets, and spurring small business growth. I'm Mike Moen.
Food inflation is going down. That's according to data out last week from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. But prices are still way higher than they were a few years ago. Harvest Public Media's Elizabeth Rembert reports that sticker shock is making its way into the presidential campaigns.
Candidates Donald Trump and Kamala Harris frequently bring up high grocery prices when pitching why they should be the next president. Pocketbook issues are extremely important and motivating for voters, according to Donna Hoffman, a political science professor at the University of Northern Iowa.
If their pocketbook is particularly being hit by high gas prices or high food prices, then those are certainly things that can work their way into the things that the presidential campaigns want to address.
Above all else, Hoffman says presidential candidates want to convince voters they care about the concerns of an average American. But once they're in office, Hoffman says presidents are limited in their ability to lower food prices. I'm Elizabeth Rembert, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.